Good morning. Welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus. And I am very grateful to be able to give the opportunity to share with you for the next half an hour Global Time with Christ Jesus. This is a time when we get together first thing in the morning and give praise and thanks and to just magnify and worship Jesus Christ, our Lord. Again, my name is Sister Christine LeMay, and on behalf of Pastor Aubrey Gregory, I welcome each and every one of you to Global Time with Christ Jesus. Today is Thursday, August the 14th. We are already halfway into the month of August, and summer is winding down and most of us are starting to get out of the holiday mood and back to our regular schedule. I would like to open in prayer. Again, welcome each and every one of you to Global Time with Christ Jesus. So I will open with prayer. Father, I come to you this morning, this day that you have made. There will never be another day like this day. So we come this morning, Father, praising you and thanking you for sparing our lives for one more day so that we are able to rejoice. We are able to lift you up. We are able to live joyously in your name, Jesus. And as we come before your throne, as we come before you, Lord, before we even open our mouth, you know, you see, and you hear all things. So we come this morning to you, Lord, with an open heart of thanksgiving and of praise, bringing our petition, praising you for what you have done, praising you and thanking you for all the prayers that you have answered, and coming knowing that you are the same God of yesterday, today, and forever. And we thank you, we praise you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Okay. Well, this morning my theme is living in God's love. And when I say living in God's love, I mean living totally in God's love, through God's love, and with God's love. First, for us to live in God's love, we have to love God. We have to love God, and if we say we love God, we have to love our fellow men, love our brothers and sisters. And even it go further to love our enemies. So living in God's love is totally surrendering yourself in every way to God. I have some scriptures that I would like to share with you that give us a clearer understanding on what God's word says about living in his love. If you will turn to me, the first scripture is taken from Psalm 31, verse 24. And Psalm 31, verse 24 says, "Be strong and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord." So that is one of the character of living in God's love. You have to be strong and know that his love abides and takes over everything. The next scripture is taken from Hebrews 13, verse 8. He is the same God of yesterday, today, and forever. So what he did yesterday, what he did last year, what he did 20 years ago, what he did when Christ was walking on the earth, he could do it again today, because he is forever the same. He never changes. The next scripture is taken from, could you bear with me, Proverbs 16? And Proverbs 16 verse 3 says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plan will succeed. And if you are living in God's love, everything you do, you will commit to Him. Everything you plan, you will plan it with and through Him. And the last scripture is taken from Psalm 55, verse 22. And Psalm 55, verse 22 says, just bear with me. Okay. Psalm 55, verse 22 says, cast your cares on the Lord. He will sustain you. He will never let the righteous fall. And again, once you cast your care in the Lord, that means you are living in God's love. I hope that these scriptures will encourage your spirit and that you would be more encouraged and be more conscious of what it is to live in God's love. Okay. Again, we know that if there's any praise report, any testimony, or any prayer request, you are free to come in at any time in the program and voice your prayer request, your praise report. And I know that God is doing a lot of things, a lot of mighty things on this prayer line. Just on last week, Pastor was, we had prayed for jobs and for healing and for traveling mercies, and God has answered each prayer that we have lifted up to Him. People who were traveling reached safely to their destination. People who were sick experienced healing. People who were looking for jobs gain employment, and I know that God is doing a wonderful work on this prayer line. Some of us are shy, we are not coming forward, but I know that God is doing, I am experiencing it, that God is doing and moving on our job, on this line. I have a little testimony. It's like something you pray for, you don't know the person, you don't know, but it's concerning what is going on in Israel. I was watching the news, and the rescue helicopter was rescuing some of the refugees that had run and went into the mountain, and the helicopter came down. And some of the people got on the helicopter to be rescued. And there was this little girl. She couldn't be more than 12. And she kept, with the horror and pain and tears in her face, she kept repeating, Papa, Papa, Papa. And then the television reporter shared that she was separated from her father. And it just struck my heart, the horror that was on her face. She got on the helicopter, but just the thought that she was separated from her dad and the rest of her family. And I sat there, and I couldn't imagine what was going through. And I just started praying and asking God to bring her back together with her family, find her dad. And I, after the news report. I just started praying for her because I just, the image of this child's face could not leave my vision. And we have children. I have a grandson, and I take him places, and sometimes we go somewhere and just for a moment, I miss him, and the terror that come over my heart of turning around and not seeing him is not. And I prayed for this little girl. I prayed all day yesterday that they would find her family and find her father. And last night, I was watching the news on CNN again, and they showed her, and she found her dad. They found her dad, and they were reunited, and I felt such a release because this child was in my spirit all day, and I was praying and asking God to find her father, bring back her dad to her. So I know that God is doing, no matter if it's not our surrounding and it's not affecting us immediately, but those of us with compassion and who are living in God's love, these are the things that we ought to commit ourselves to, and to, when we see situation, even though it does not affect us, we have to pray and ask God for his answer. So this morning, if any one of you has any prayer requests or any prayer support, you are free to interrupt at any time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we would go ahead, and I have some... Hello? Hello?
Praise the Lord. We're hearing you, Sister Christine.
Oh, you hearing me? I just wanted to make sure because... I have some prayer requests that I would like us to lift up in prayer. First, I would like to pray for traveling mercies. We have a lot of friends and families who are traveling, and we would like to ask God to bring them safely to the destination. We have a lot of people who are coming back from vacation, and we have prayed in the past for traveling mercies and for God's safety. And he have answered our prayers. So this morning I would like us to lift up families, friends, loved ones who are traveling and ask God for traveling mercy. Then I have prayer for finance because this is like the winding up of the summer vacation, and we have families who have children who would be going back out to school, and I know what it is to have to buy school supplies and buy uniform and just get the children prepared and ready for school. Also, I would like us to pray for peace, praying for peace in the Middle East, in Israel and in Iraq, and what is going on in Russia, we just need world peace, to pray for our leaders and the president and these world leaders to just put down the weapons and turn to God for the answer for peace. I would also like to give a little insight on what it is to live in God's love. So we'll go ahead now, and again, if you have any word of encouragement, any scripture of encouragement, any praise report or prayer request, you are free to interrupt at any given time. First, we will pray for finance, and finance also for the restoration of our North Gospel Tabernacle building. We are going through a restoration period, and there are many things that we need funds and finance for. So I would like someone to take up the prayer for finance. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We praise your name, Father. We know that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning in no other name but the name of Jesus Christ. We praise your name. We glorify your name. We magnify your name, Lord, because we know without you we are nothing. You are everything. You are Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end. And Lord, we come to you this morning lifting up each and every voice that hears this program this morning. Lord, we know that everything comes from you. You said the cattle on the hill belong to you. And we come to you this morning lifting up our finance, Lord. Lord, you see and you know everything. The banks belong to you. The money belong to you. The businesses belong to you. And Father, at this time, we come before you asking you to help us how to manage our finance fruitfully, Lord. Father, help us that we would be thankful for what you have given unto us. You said that you will provide our every need. You promised us that if we cast our care upon you, because you cared for us. So this morning, Father, we come casting our financial cares upon you. Lord, where there is need for finance, I pray and I ask that you provide. You make a way out of no way, Lord. Lord, I ask that you bless us going out and you bless us coming in. Sometimes we have family, Lord, who doesn't know where it would come from. And, Lord, I know that you said that you would take care of your own. You promised us that the righteous will not suffer, neither will they see big bread. And, Father, I ask that you provide where there is a need for food, that you provide food. Where there's a need for shelter, you provide shelter. Where there's a need for clothing, that you provide clothing. Father, and I pray that those of us who are fortunate to have finance or fortunate to be financially able, that we will sit in our heart to bless those who are less fortunate than us. You said it is better to give than to receive. So, Father, what little we have that we could share with others who are less fortunate than us, give us the joy in giving. Give us the compassion in giving and helping. Lord, and I know you won't forget to do what you promise us that you will do, that you will take care of us. You have promised us that if you take care of the birds and the bees, the flowers and the grass that is here today and is gone tomorrow, how much more your children. And I thank you for your promises, Lord, that your promises is yea and amen. And I know, Lord, that we will hear about financial breakthrough. We will hear about financial burden being lifted because of your love and your care. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And it is so. We will now pray for traveling mercies, for those who are traveling, those who are going on vacation, and those who are coming back from wherever. Lord Father, we ask you for traveling mercy. We ask for your mercy and your grace. We ask for your safety, for your protection. Whatever mode of transportation, Lord, I lift up Sister Valerie Elgin, who will be traveling on tonight to Trinidad. I pray, Lord, that you cover the plane, cover the aircraft with your blood. If there is any plan from the enemy to cause any disaster or cause any disturbances, bring it to naught right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, and I ask that you cover the pilot, that you cover the other passengers on board, that the plane will reach safely to Trinidad and that Sister Valerie will reach safely. Lord, I pray that when she gets there that you will cover her in the blood, that no harm or danger will come upon her. And I know that she won't forget to give you the honor, the glory, and magnify your name. Everyone else who are traveling from the destination, Father, I pray that you bring them safely home and that you watch over them, that you protect them on every side. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I would also like to lift up a pastor and Sister Liz, Pastor Aubrey Gregory and his wife in prayer. That God will continue blessing them and keeping them. Father, I come to you this morning lifting up Pastor Aubrey Gregory and Sister Elizabeth Gregory. Father, you see and know everything about them and with them. And I pray that you will continue blessing them, continue keeping them, continue watching over them. And as we go about your work, Lord, for your kingdom, I pray that you give them the strength. When he is discouraged, Lord, I pray that you encourage his spirit. I pray, Lord, that you will put people around him who would be armor bearers, who will feel the burden with him for winning souls and for doing the work of your kingdom. Provide for his every need, Lord. You promise him that the steps of a righteous man is ordered by God, Father. Order his footsteps going and coming.
Yes,
open doors that need to be open, close doors that need to be closed. Father, you guide him on what to do, where to do it, where to do it, who to do it with. Father, I thank you for what you have already done. I thank you for all the doors that you have opened. I thank you for keeping him. I thank you for his health and his strength, Lord. Father, strengthen him where he needs to be strengthened. Open his eyes, Lord. Give him a more discerning spirit to discern and to figure out things that he needs to discern and to figure out. Father, I thank you for his helpmate. Give her the knowledge, the wisdom, and the understanding how to minister to him when it is needed, Lord. Give him the vision, Lord, how to stand with him and not be moved and not be discouraged even when things doesn't go the way that they expected it to go. Let them know, Lord, that you are in control and that you have everything in your hands. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now I would like to give a little insight on living in God's love. And God promises that once we live in his love and we are living in his love, we will be at peace with ourselves. We have to trust God in every affair and let him handle things. He promised us that we will be troubled but not dismayed, because if we give things to him, he will take care of our burden and he will make it light. Sometimes we experience difficulty and we feel like God is not there with us. Like he is always there with us in whatever difficulties or whatever trials or tribulations. He said that when he walked the earth, even he was tempted, even he went through trials and tribulations, but because of his living in his Father's love, he was able to overcome every situation.
Yes.
And when we are living in God's love, we have to administer faith, because with his love, we have to have the faith knowing that he is able to do what he said he would do. And sometimes we get very impatient. We pray and we ask God to take care of the situation, and we get impatient because we think that he is not moving as fast as we want him to move. But sometimes, most of the time, you have to pray, be patient, wait, listen for his instruction, listen for his voice, and he will do it in his time. He will guide you, and he will bring you out, take you through, and bring you out victoriously. When you experience living with God also, with God's love also, you have to show his love. You have to share his love. And sometimes we get so caught up in our own difficulties and our own trials that we forget that other people are going through sometimes worse than what we are going through. So God, living in God's love also means to share his love with others.
Mm-hmm.
That is my little encouragement on living in God's love. It is so blessed to know that God's love surrounds us every minute of the day. No matter what we do and where we go, his love is always with us. And we have a few minutes still, and if there's anyone again who has a testimony or who has a prayer report or a prayer request, you can interrupt at any time. Another thing I would like us to pray for is to pray for this prayer line, that God will continue lifting this prayer line up, that God will continue doing marvelous and wonderful things on this prayer line, that the prayer line will grow, that people will share what God is doing on this prayer line with others. Father, I come to you this morning lifting up Global Time with Christ Jesus. But I ask you to expand this prayer line internationally, hence the name Global Time with you. But I ask that this prayer line will touch lives, this prayer line will encourage, this prayer line will bring salvation to all and everyone who listens and who go on stream even after it is broadcast. And you, Lord, will help us who come on this prayer line every day to share your love, to live in your love. Father, I thank you for what you're doing. I thank you for everyone who comes on every morning, or even if it's once a week, once a month. Father, I thank you for giving them the desire to want to get up early in the morning and come before you, before anything else. I thank you this morning for everyone who's on this prayer line, every family that is represented on this prayer line, every prayer that is mentioned on this prayer line. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. I thank you for giving Pastor Gregory the insight to start this prayer line. Father, and I pray and I ask that
It will continue to bless. It will continue to minister. It will continue to lift your name up. And you will get the glory. You will get the honor. You will get the praise that your kingdom, your gospel will be shared. Your gospel will be preached to all the entire world, Lord. I thank you. I thank you in advance for doing what you're doing. I thank you for what you have already done for the souls that have been saved and the lives that have been changed through this prayer line. I thank you, Lord, and I ask that you continue blessing us, that you continue giving us the desire to want to get up every morning. And as we leave the prayer line, Lord, may we continue lifting you up, may we continue praying, may we continue sharing your love and the justice. In Jesus' name I pray, and I thank you for answering our prayer. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You have a few minutes, and if there's anyone who would like to share or would like to, you have to have a prayer request, now is the time to come forth. No matter what it is, no matter what it is, God is able. He is able to do it.
Praise the Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah. Good morning.
This is Good morning, Sister Jennifer.
I just give God thanks for today, for sparing our lives, that we're able to see it another day and come before His presence. I have a testimony of how much this prayer broadcast is a blessing to me. And, you know, a lot of times we hear Pastor speaking on the fact that we are able to go back and listen to everyone, each and every one of the prayer broadcasts from ever since when we began. And this morning, I am here to encourage each and every one that's hearing my voice. If you have the time, make the time actually to go back. If there is something that you might have missed that you didn't hear, or you didn't quite hear, or you just want to hear something that you heard before, it is such a blessing. It is such a blessing because I have been listening for the past few days to past episodes. And I tell you, they have ministered to me again so powerfully. It's like if I was hearing that word for the first time. And some things that I missed or didn't quite hear, it was registered in my mind and in my spirit, and it moved me tremendously. So I thank God for that privilege, because it's not, I don't think I've ever heard of a program like that, that you can go back and listen to the past episodes. They're all there. They're all
Amen.
There. And they are a blessing. That means that every time you want, anytime you want to, you could go back and listen to it. If you want to listen to the same one over and over, and it will bless you again and again, and it will minister to your spirit again and again. So I just give God thanks. That powerful message that we heard 2 weeks ago on Breakthrough, I encourage you, go back and listen to those 2 days, and you can then report for yourself, because I know it is not just me, that you will be blessed, and you will be encouraged, you will be lifted in your spirit. That is my testimony on today. I thank God. I thank Him for this prayer broadcast, and I thank Him for the obedience of Dr. Aubrey Gregory, my pastor. I thank God for him, for his obedience, for his humbleness. I pray that he continue to humble himself before the Lord and allow the Lord to exalt him in due season. I pray for his strength to go forward in faith and know that the Lord is standing beside him, that he's sending his angels, his warrior and his guardian angels to be with him, to guide him, to direct him, to war against those that might want to war against him as he go forward in faith and do the work of the Lord. I pray today for his physical strength in his body. I pray for his spiritual strength. I pray for him that his, that the Lord, that he knows that the Lord is a blessing to him, and that he would continue to just trust the Lord and do what thus saith the Lord. I pray for his traveling mercies for himself and for his wife as they go about doing the will of the Lord. I pray today that everyone that comes to him, yes, that he, they would be able to get that relief when they pour out to him. The Lord will minister to them through him, because he will always be available. He would always be available. I pray, oh God, that the Lord will pour into him as he pours out, that the Lord will continue to pour into him. I pray that he knows beyond a shadow of a doubt that he is doing the will of the Lord, that he continues in faith, that he stays on the plumb bob of righteousness always and do the work on the will of the Lord, and know that his labor is not in vain. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you for that prayer, Sister Jennifer, and that is what I was just saying. You know, this prayer line is not only a prayer line for us, it is a prayer line for nations, and it, that is why it is global. And it is so blessed that you say that even if you miss it, you could go back on stream and get a recording from months, and that is one of the blessings that you, even if you have to go to work and you cannot be on the prayer line, because I know some people have to be at work for 7 or 6 on the road, or you could go back and share what happened that morning. So I ask everyone to pray and lift up this prayer line so that God will use us mightily to win souls and to change lives.
Yeah.
Another thing I would like to mention is that we pray for each other. When we hear the prayer request of pastor, I usually write it down so that during the day you go back and you continue praying. It is not, as I often mention, it is not a half an hour prayer and then that's it until 6 o'clock tomorrow morning again. It is an ongoing prayer line. That when you get off the prayer line, you continue praying for the families in the week, you continue praying for peace, you continue praying for people's safety, you continue, and it's an ongoing 24-hour prayer line to me, because when we get off the prayer line, we still have to continue praying. And as the Bible says, pray without ceasing, and that is what that is always said. Pray without ceasing means you always have a prayer in your heart. You always have a prayer in your heart. And there's so much, you know, sometimes I sit down and you watch the news and there's so much, it's like a burden in your heart to pray, because there's so much things to pray for and so much things to pray about. It's like, how could you say there's nothing to pray for? I already prayed 6 o'clock this morning, what else I'll pray for? There's so much things to pray for and to pray about that it is burdensome that we pray without ceasing. And on this note, I would like to again encourage each and every one of you to live in God's love,
I'm experiencing living in God's love, to obey Him, to trust Him, to have faith in Him, and to share His love with others. We have a few minutes, and I would like to, again, the line is open. If you have a prayer request or a praise report, the line is open for you to come forth now and share or make your prayer request make known.
It's Kristen.
Praise the Lord. Am I hearing someone?
Yes, it's Sister Valerie. I just
good
want
morning,
to lift
Sister
up.
Valerie.
Good morning. Good morning. I just want to lift you up, you know, because I know that God is using you in a special way, whether it's on the air or, you know, in church or at work or whatever. And I just want to, you know, have a sharp prayer for you that God will continue to keep you. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you this morning for Sister Christine, oh, dear God. And we pray, Lord, that you will continue to bless her, O dear Father. Continue to keep her in the palm of your hand, O dear God. We pray, O dear Father, that, Lord, that you bless her going out and her coming in, O dear Father. Lord, we know that she, like everyone else, is not without any trouble or burdens, O dear God. But you said in your word, bring your burdens upon me and I'll make it light, O dear God. And I pray, O dear Father, that you continue to help her. Continue to direct her. Continue to lead her. Let her keep her eyes solely on you, O dear God, that she will continue to walk after your statutes, O dear God. She'll continue to do your work with the love and the
yes.
hunger that she has in her heart for you, O dear God. Continue to bless her. Anoint her, O dear God, from the top of her head to the sole of her feet. And you keep her, O dear, walking on that path, O dear God. Lord, we thank you for her at Newark Gospel Tabernacle, Lord, because she is a blessing to us, O dear God. She's a blessing in many ways, O dear Father, and I thank you for her. She's a blessing to me, O dear God, in my ministry, O dear Father. And I want to lift her up, and I want to thank you for her. I want you to anoint her, and I want you to protect her and keep her, O dear God, and keep her, bless her with good health, strength, wealth, and everything that she needs, O dear God. We thank you for all these blessings this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank
you,
Sister Valerie. Thank you for that prayer.
You're welcome.
And now I would like to give a brief benediction. And it's taken from Revelation 1:4. Grace and peace to you from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. May you have a blessed day. I would like to close us off in prayer again. Thank each and every one of you for being on the prayer broadcast this morning. Father, I pray that as we leave, that your spirit goes with us, that we leave, but not from your presence. Bless, keep, protect, and guide each and everyone represented on this prayer line this morning. We thank you for what you have done. We thank you for what you are about to do, Father. We praise you. We magnify your name, Father. And I pray that your peace and your love, that we will walk and live in your love, Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray, everyone have a blessed and victorious day. Remember, to live in God's love is to love him and to love others. Shalom.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Have a blessed day, everyone.
Everybody
have a safe trip.
Thank you.
God bless everyone.
God bless you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Are you left, Sister Christine in Virginia?
Sister Flora?
I say enjoy your last few days in Virginia. We'd be glad to have you back.
Yes, this is my last day on my last night. I leave tomorrow morning bright to leave back to Jersey.
Back.
Okay, thank you, Sister Flora. Have a blessed day, everyone.